In the morning of life came a good fairy with a basket and said, "Here are gifts. Take one, leave the others, and be wary. Choose wisely, oh, choose wisely, for only one of them is valuable." The gifts were five: fame, love, riches, pleasure, death. The youth said eagerly, "There's no need to consider," and he chose pleasure. He went out into the world and sought out the pleasures that youth delights on. But each in its turn was short-lived and disappointing, vain and empty. And each, departing, mocked him. In the end he said, "These years I've wasted. If I could only choose again, I would choose wisely." The fairy appeared and said, "Four of the gifts remain. Choose one more. And oh, remember, time is flying, and only one of them is precious." The man considered long, then chose love, and did not mark the tears that rose in the fairy's eyes. After many, many years, the man sat by a coffin in an empty home, and he communed with himself, saying, "One by one they have gone away and left me, and now she lies here, the dearest and the last. Desolation after desolation has swept over me. For each hour of happiness, the treacherous trader love has sold me, I have paid 1,000 hours of grief. Out of my heart of hearts, I curse him." "Choose again," it was the fairy speaking. "The years have taught you wisdom. Surely it must be so. Three gifts remain. Only one of them has any worth. Remember it, and choose warily." The man reflected long, then chose fame, and the fairy, sighing, went her way. Years went by, and she came again, and stood behind the man where he sat solitary in the fading day, thinking. And she knew his thought. "My name filled the world, and its praises were on every tongue, and it seemed well with me for a little while. How little a while it was! Then came envy, then detraction, then calumny, then hate, then persecution, then derision, which is the beginning of the end. And last of all came pity, which is the funeral of fame. Oh, the bitterness and misery of renown! Target for mud in its prime, for content and compassion in its decay.